Amen, Brother Basser continued, Zion Kislev, Etov, Shin Mem, November 27, 1979, and Tuesday continued.
In other words, the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak has reference to the case of the Mishneh. In other words, if Reuven built the Kesel, the Ma'ariv Tal Damas. So it's not mechuyev to Rimbas. But it is some machlekes lacheria. So then, and the question is, and Reuven demands reimbursement, and Shimon says, I already reimbursed. And Reuven says, no. So Reuven says, you only reimbursed me for, you only paid the price for the right to support lightweight logs of wood. But you didn't pay the price to support heavyweight logs of wood. Rav Yisuf says, Arzik Lehudre, or the second portion of the Yomore. So Rav Nachman is the one who says it. Arzik Lehudre is Arzik Lekshure. So in other words, so he is Nemo, that he already paid him for Kshure. But in a general situation, when the Kesel is admittedly Rubens, but Shimon just as aiding that he accustomed himself to support lightweight logs of wood, and he wants to have the right to support heavyweight logs of wood, so then everybody agrees that the chazoke for Hute does not give him a chazoke right for sure, because of Gemara in Abayis Valley. Because of Gemara. Now, let's turn to the Rosh now. פירש בקיסו שידוע ששם רובן שהוא פונה לבד ושימן שכני סומח חלו פרוד שנקר לסדקס ותאין שקונו ממן או שלא שמקיח לסעים חלו ואז היא דיבור שוני אם לקיח לסעים חלו כבס דיוליץ ולהר לה קיסו יאיסי מייסי בניין שאל דביקו אז יקוד שורי אז יקוד ורב יאיסי ומח לה אז יקוד אז יקוד שורי ובסיפרי ספורת מצוסי יקד אמר נחמן אז יקוד אז יקוד שורי ופסחה לא חלישי ואפילו לסבור מגר עשה לי שני מסתם לבית פסק רבי יצא לבשק עם המחבי די וכל אישו סלוי בפקי יצוי ושחיר השנית מחצוי ופישור הוא צריך להור צודד בפשט וברח וכל סבר רבי נזל ועוד אמון הפרק הבא יצוי עליו אין לי שבו משנה איזה משקום שאין יווי בקוס if he's משנה משקום in this one kind of wood so then it does not constitute a heavier weight. But Mahosi, that involves a heavier weight, is in Shenway. Alme Eilichad, Lichadin Shulahad Bital HaKesel, Yeser Al Chazoke Shenway. So Hoso Maile, Kim Shalot Kuha Bayis Valiyo, Nui, Oy She Yoshu, Voho Yosichuch, Ho Aliyo Bishkom, Shal Yizoko, Mitchilas Mekrei, Baaliyo, Elu Bishichuch Shkom, Avon No Kushnayim Chu, Ubonu Ze Bayis Vize Aliyo, אבל פי שאו יסיכך עליו, כי אם בשקומים, כי אם בשימו יורצים, con il misacchio barbosi, e lei mi dice di me, mi ce lo posso misacchio barbosi, pam dicendo, no, ma io che misacchio barbosi, mi ce lo dite di primo. So, that's one tenet in Rabbiini. Rabbiini says, the more the vice of Leo is referenced to the case of Ruben Chimen. But, together, a finished house with a lower story apartment and an upper story apartment. And at the very outset, when they bought the building, so they agreed that Ruben will be the occupant, will own the lower story apartment, and Chimen will be the Baal Ali. So mainly since they bought it, or the yashin from their ancestor. Let's say Ruben and Chimen are brothers. So they yashin it from their ancestor. So mainly at the very outset, each one acquired a right to have this kind of aliyah on top of the other shutev's bias. So maybe if he wants to be mishane and to use something that has a greater weight, so maybe in effect he's undermining the foundation, the bias, he's weakening the bias, so he has no right to do it. He has no right to it. Masha'enke, if let's say, Ruben and Chimen will, let's say, build in a chum. So he says, I will look for shnayim chum. Suppose Ruben and Chimen will buy a lot, and they will build a building. And that is their agreement. The lower apartment will belong to Ruben, the upper apartment will belong to Chimen. And at the very outset, when they built it, they used one kind of stone. Then this building collapsed, and they want to use another kind of stone, so then Kumi cannot be done. So anyway, here too, he says, the chidazik lehuda nishmait, the chid the herzik the keisel shol yishonim, v'nemon v'tei shalokhe, ken libni solom, v'yochem nite kishoy kachti mitchilo, v'yis yochem nis mecholom, קשורה, ולפסד את הדיני, לפי שלא יניס את צורך ואיזשו, אל רעות, ונראה שחזוק איזו, מייל אף אב מאחימו, אם נופלו דה מסתומה כשקודם ממנו, רשוס ליס נחלקי סלי, קודם ממנו כל הקיסר, ליס חוצי שלב, להמינו שיקנו לרשוס תש מתבאוני, לא יביא הקיסר. אבל אם הוא ביקר כשלא מקים הקיסר, תהיה איסי ולהמינו שיקנו לכל זמן שלב. Alright, so, you see that the ראש, כראש של המיינה, they apply the Gemara of Hud and Kshure also to a general case of Chazkas HaShlishim, not to the Mishnah, but Bekvila Ava Chazoke is applied by Rashi too to the Mishnah. Then there are some Bishani who apply even the member of Bekvila Ava Chazoke to a general case of Chazkas HaShlishim. Now, but even the Mukiyesef agrees that the next member, Arzik will not say whether it's Arzik will shout or not. So even the Mukiyesef agrees that does not have reference to the case of the Mishnah, but that has reference to the general question of Cheskas HaShlishim. Alright. Now, I think I mentioned that there are four different shittas of Hashem in regard to Cheskas HaShlishim. The shitta of Rashi, Tesis in Rashi, is that Cheskas HaShlishim requires time, but it does not require Gimul Shavu. It does not require Gimul Shavu. Now, the shitta of the Rivon, that of Gimel, in Borobasa, in the Tetzes Razikul, is that Cheskas HaShlishim requires Gimel Shon, but doesn't require time. Just the reverse of Rashi Shiteh here. Rashi Shiteh here is that Cheskas HaShlishim doesn't require Gimel Shon. So in the art, he acquires Cheskas HaShlishim, but it requires time. The Shita of Yevomi, it requires emotion, but it doesn't require time. And then the sheet of Tetzis Daf of Gimel is the Treskas Hashmishim requires both Gimel Shonim and Taimim. And then the Sheet Zagenim is that it will, and Sheet Zagenim and the Sheet of the Rambam and the Sheet of the Rambam is that it requires neither. In other words, the Treskas Hashmishim can be acquired Bim Echot or without Gimel Shonim and without Taimim. Without time. What? Just there has to be a certain time. Of course, if it doesn't prove that the owner tolerated his tashmishim, so then of course he doesn't acquire any chazoki. But if he produces a sadi who testifies that they saw that the owner, that the buyer tolerated the tashmishim, that Ruben, who is the buyer, tolerated, was saving the tashmishim by Shimon, let's say, Shimon has been supporting his bills on Ruben's keser day after day, and even testified that they saw how Shimon tolerated them. He saw it every day, and he always kept quiet, never expressed his objection to it. So then it's chazok. Without a taine by Shimon that you sold me, you explicitly gave me vested right to support on your case. So that's called cheskas avoras, and that's the shittas again. Cheskas avoras. That's the shittas again. Cheskas avoras. Now, so it's without have hazoke and without time. Now, let's go to the Gemara further. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Bar Avi. Hamaskir bayis lechaveri, vebiyo, velo, mishtameish, vizidisero, vixorel, adaladamas, uvi vakesa, bimokim shenoah. Of course, that depends upon the practice of people. So, bismanag more, so there were many tashmishi that were done and the ksolim of the building outside. So he says that if someone is masked by his lechaveri, we build a table in the big building, mishtamish nizizeo, bisaleo, adaladamas. Something a counterpart today would be, let's say, if somebody rents a room in the motel. So it would be something similar. If someone rents a room in the motel, so, and then you have a big hall in the motel and many rooms. So, one who rents a room in the motel has the right to be established in the whole hall, in the keser of the whole hall, not dafke opposite his room. So Bizman Chazal, so the ksovim were used for tashmish. So if somebody rented a room in the Biladeva, let's say, in the motel building, so he can be mishtamish even the shelves and the ksovim outside that is not kineged his room. Not kineged his room. Because that was the minag hamedino that way, that when one rents one room in the Biladeva or in a big motel, so he has the right to be mishtamish in the zizim and the ksovim adaladamas. In other words, they had very thick ksolim, those buildings had very thick ksolim. So, up to the thickness of daladamas outside, so he had the right to be mishtamish. But of course, it depends upon the practice of the people. Today, so it would mean that if somebody has a room in a motel, so he can be mishtamish in the whole hall, not dafke the part of the hall that is opposite his the door of his room. Avol b'tav tavetz apadne loy. Tavetz apadne means, Rashi says, there are vain biro, chshuvo laniach lo keneged pesach hafak min hachoshev shebo, ke ingino ktano, le'agyo, ve'ilim bo choyim yofi, im choyim v'yifei amar l'inay, v'shom in rishus lo ze, lisleis b'ksolim klum, she'ino osu mikones l'seichem. In other words, in the back of the building they had a garden. In the back of the garden, and I suppose they had porches in those rooms. So they used to sit on the porch and to enjoy the fresh air of the garden. So he cannot be mishtamish in the ksorim, in the back, in the ksorim, in the case where habir there, because that was set aside for enjoying the fresh air, not to be mishtamish in the ksorim. So we have nachman b'tei yomar afilu mitar b'tzapad. But the back courtyard, the back of the courtyard, that night. It's not established that there is a machlekes and mitzias, what the practice of the Ne'adin is. But apparently, Bisman Chazal, so as far as the Zizim and the Ksomim and Aleph Ames were concerned, so that was the universal practice to be mishtamish. But as far as being mishtamish in the back of the courtyard, so some more mishtamish and some not. So that's why there is a machlokes. All right, Omar Rabbi, Hay Kshuah Dintalalte Atrotim Yemin Lo Yehav Chazot. Bos Atrotim Yemin Have Chazot. ויסוקה במצווה היא עד שימו יימי להב חזות בוס עד שימו יימי להב חזות ויחב בברית הנה לאלתר להב חזות לאלתר להב חזות לציד רשע רשע זה להב חזות קשור את הלאלתר means that it's like יסוקה but יסוקה that is built not for the mitzvah בסוקה שתי שושבסיון but a sukkah that is built, let's say, to sit in the shade. So if, let's say, Shimon built a sukkah for him, in which he'll sit, let's say, and then he had to put some chaos on top of the sukkah, but he had to support it. So Shimon supported the chaos that he put on his sukkah, he supported it on the case of Reuben. He supported it on the case of Reuben. And for a number of days he supported it. Then, after a number of days, Reuben comes and tells him to remove. So he says, or Shimon says, but for 2 weeks I haven't supported that new case. You knew about it, you didn't say a word. One day after the other, why did you keep quiet? So in other words, you gave me a right to support. And Reuben says, no, I didn't give you a right. I just didn't want to make an issue the first time. I thought you are just taking advantage of me for one day, for 2 days. But I see that you are trying to take advantage of me all the time. I object to it. So the halacha is, this is how Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it, if he had been accustomed to support the keil and his and Reuben's wall for 30 days, and he's there, Shimon is there, that he sold him the right, he gave him the vested right to support the chaos on his kesel. So Shimon is never. But if he can only produce evidence, Shimon can only produce evidence that he supported the kesel for 29 days, not 30 days, then it's not a problem. And if it is a sukkah mitzvah, so then actually any rabbi has okay. Was Hashem Yehemi? Habachat. So Rashi says, Lo yam hachazokim somucha ukeitzu chavere, yubimicho bisepsoi shirei, lehabachazokim litein lirim apiyasticho bimoiz, adimo, yichol blot yehemi mikol hachish. Vimimoche, somucha bim izeh tzoi hoitzei lo yom imoati, yitmenemish, vizuken mitzri, vipos azayin habachazok, vichivet, yishatku ala yeisem natzei lechavu imichui, teitzes, ומיכו, יקרמים על איזה פיסי במוי צדנו, שכן או יודע כל מקרי הסוכוס או מציח כל השונים, ויהיו כך מיד להחזיים יומים. הבחזו, ההזיים על חזוק, הם לא מניסוגים את הלאותה, והחזוק הפרות יהיה. והיו יציר בעל מודע, אבל סוג איזו יציר כל מזכח של חוק שונות. This is how Rashi explains. How does Rav Natam explain it? היי קשור את הלאותה, אם Rav Natam, זה המסביס עם כל, זה הצרי שנראה להב החזוק, והב עם חזקה של אינוסר. קם בעיר אחד עם חזקה של נוסר. היא עושה שעפי, אני נעק לי אוכל עם חזקה צבא. Why does Rav Natam apply this to the Mishnah? So Rabbi Tam applies the memory of Shvei Tavante to the Mishneh in the same way as Rashi applies the memory of Bikviva HaRazon. In the same way as Muki Yisef applies the memory of Article Hudre, Halehudre, Article Kshuv. But Rabbi Tam doesn't say anything about the memory of Bikviva HaRazon. He doesn't say anything about the memory of Article Hudre, Article Kshuv. But he says it only in connection with Kishur and Bo. So in other words, the other memories could have reference to a general case, whether it's Chazokana. After all, there's some Mishnayim who apply even the memory of Bikviva Hava Chazoka to a general case, not to the Mishnah. But only the memory of Kishur and Talalte has reference to the Mishnah. In other words, that means that in general, so 30 days do not affect the chazok for Shiva. In other words, so Rabbi Tam Shiva is, and that's mentioned in Sefer HaYoshua, that if let's say, Rubin has a case, and Shimon for 30 days or even for a year will support the keres of his suki, and Rubin's case out, and then after a year or after 2 years, Reuben will say to Shimon, why don't you remove your keres from my keser? I don't want you to do it. And then Shimon will say, but you sold me the vine. And you see, I mean, for 2 years you allowed me to do it because you sold me the vine. And Reuben will say, no, you're lying. I didn't sell you any vine. You just did it on your own. And without any authorization you did it, and I didn't make an issue because I'm a man of Sholem and I didn't want to make an issue, but now I see that you are taking too much advantage and I object towards you using my keser. So Rabbi Tam says, in such a case, so Shimon cannot prevail unless Shimon will produce witnesses who will testify in Besdin that Shimon was accustomed to support the keres and Rubin's keser for 3 years without any machoya by Rubin. So in other words, because Rametam Shike is like Teisus Daf from Gimel. That's the shita of Rametam and most of Chachmei Tzofas, that Cheskas Tashmishi require two things, Taine and Gimuchoni, like Cheskas Kakoyes. So then he had it. So in Chaname, the whole Indian article, who the article, Kshuve, article, not the article, Shukre, or not the article, Shukre. So according to Rabbi Tam, it has reference to a case where he had Chazoke for 3 years. But he had Chazoke for 3 years only to support lightweight logs of wood. So the question is, does that give him Chazoke to support heavyweight logs of wood? Or he had Chazoke for 3 years to that water from his roof should spill into the courtyard of the other. So can he have chazoke to have water run down from a cone-shaped roof that's slid over? But only when he had chazoke for 3 years. But without 3 years, there is no chazkes hashlishi in the courtyard. So Rabbi Tam was bothered. So how does the Gemara say here that 30 days in Chazoke, but you couldn't acquire Cheskes Tashmishin in less than 3 years? So maybe Rabbi Tam was forced to apply this member of Shiva Talalte to the Mishnah. That's Rabbi Tam. But the other Mishnah, who hold that Cheskes Tashmishin doesn't require the Mishnah, let's say Rashi, so he doesn't apply to the Mishnah. He applies it to the general case of Tashmishi. So if it is a Sukkah Mitzvah, so only more than 30 days in Chazoke. And if it's a Sukkah Mitzvah, so more than 7 days. So it's a Chazoke. Now, the Balamoya, turn to Balamoya. Talaute, Libosa Potinina Abhazoki, Uvisuke Mitzvah, Libosa Shimei, ועם חיבר ביטין אל אלתר, לאו דימם רדו לבין הוגים מושבים, כמו שדימו הרבה בכך מיידד. That's it. That this is, the הרבה בכך מיידד, so they agreed with the שיטה of the gate and the Rambams. כמו שדימו הרבה בכך מיידד. אלא בחשבי, גיבו שונים מן השיר הזה ואין. So in other words, and then he says, V'yesh l'ivor shoki pshuto, v'maslis l'koyim. That's like Hamrata. So the second question, Bala Moyer, is like Hamrata. V'maslis l'koyim l'mayim v'aldam, et v'chari v'lo nosam, at she v'rayi sho l'no sam, v'kosh v'komash, v'chimi v'rayi v'cheskes ha'olmu, v'kshu v'n talon te ayim v'cheskes l'no sam, v'gam ze apeiru shnochim v'chiyach, al ze apeiru shodam l'oliyu, v'ikur elah v'chazoke, v'yavokav d'man al-chamvite, amin So that's like Hamatash. But here's the first question. The first question, he applies it to Cheskes HaShlishi. But how can it be reconciled with Hishite that Cheskes HaShlishi requires Gimul Shonim? And here the Gemara says it only requires 30 days, or Sukkas Mitzvah requires 7 days, more than 7 days. And Sukkah Seir requires more than 30 days, but that's not enough. So he says, what the Gemara means is that a Sukkah Mitzvah requires, a very strange job, requires a Chazokah of 30 days over the Bot Gimul Shanah. Over the Bot Gimul Shanah. In other words, the Gemara is saying here that in order to acquire a Chazokah to support one scale, to support one scale on the other person's cane cell, so he must produce evidence that he did it for 3 years plus 30 days. In other words, because the first 30 days is not the head. Because the first 30 days, so every shocker thinks, well, this is just neighborly courtesy. I mean, it shouldn't be so petty and to object for everything that my neighbor, I have to be a good neighbor. So, until 30 days, I shouldn't express any objection. So, when is he expected to express a machoye? Only after 30 days. But then, the raya is only affected if 3 years expired after he was supposed to object. So in other words, so the first motion in Bala Moyer is that when Gemara says 30 days, it means 30 days over and above 3 years. The second motion is that it has reference to the Mishnah. But why does the Bala Moyer explain it that way? Because the Bala Moyer agrees in the Shita of Chametam, and that's the Shita of Rib Chachmi Tzofas, that Cheskes HaShlishi require Gimul Shonim. So anyway, he couldn't explain it. He couldn't apply the Gemara of Kshuva Nitalaute Lamed Yei to the general case of Cheskes HaShlishi, because it requires 3 years. Now, all right. Now let's see the Malchamas. So, Omar HaKesi, Heichu Tehu Edimu Kol Hakini Varishini Vachrim Zal Bechach Nidere Videi Chesen Mikash שכולם אומרו כך, שאין צורך חסר כימו שונים, מסביך את הקירו, כמו שאין צורך כימו שונים מזיז, ומסורו, ומחרו, ומרזין, ומסחירו, ואין בלגעת בחוצר, ואין החוצר מהגעת, תת בסוג ידעת נמזי, מוחס, נונטס, ומרובסה, ומשנייס. ועדו לעם הסבאי, ומתרח הסוסית ושמאי, ותן לפרעי, ולחי, ומסבוי, סובר חיש חברי, וכן לקרוא כדרב יסף, דס גימור את הפרדים, ובוא את התייסף. לקרוא כדרב יסף, ורחוב חזוק המסכן ותמונתיימן, ואוכל וחזוק השורים מחמסתיימן, ומקיים מהקשורי, שורים מסאוקו, משום דם רדבול, so the Ramban says two things. You see, you heard in מחלקת חשיינים on two separate points. I mean, it just happens that the Ramban holds that חסק תשמישי doesn't require תיימן, doesn't require כמו שונים. But there are some חשיינים who agree on one point and not on the other. Not on the other. So we see that the Rebbe, he holds Cheskes Gimul Shonim, it requires, so he doesn't agree with the Ramban on that, but he agrees with the Ramban, he doesn't require time. You see, so the Ramban Shiti is that Cheskes HaShlishi requires neither. In other words, it doesn't require Gimul Shonim, it's Laot HaChazoke, and it doesn't require time. So he says, Kum, ma pevi se pevi se usava in Kum, da quanti anni l'uomo lo yavo di India, di Mushani? I mean, the first Loshin is a very strange Loshin of the Balamaya. In other words, by Churim Talalte, you need 3 years plus 30 days. 3 years is not enough. But you need 3 years plus 30 days. V'im teima adavine li inshe dibush olam adyei. So mele, that's the Hezbeah in the Balamaya. So the first 30 days, a person thinks that it, in order to be a good neighbor, in order to establish for himself the reputation of being a good neighbor, so for the first 30 days he shouldn't make it. So when is can he reasonably be expected to make an issue after 30 days? So the mele he must have 3 years chazoke over and above the 30 days. So he said, "Bring table of the inch and the bush of the game, keep chains in the hell, the catastrophe of the Shoni, check for your son with the Shire, the Hazok of Mure, for your Limkis, Shariko, Hazoke of the Shoni, Kahe, Missay for the Niskan, with Rosso, Japloya, Biden, Miss Pandia, Niskan Heskosi, Joy of Limkis, keep Shoma, she held the Shoe, Heskos the Shoni by Kahe." So the Loki is that even if the Morikame had been in Spain while the Barzik took adverse possession of the Morikame's Sode, so and if the Morikame, who happened to be in Spain all the time, did not make any protest within 3 years, so it's still a chazok. Why? Because even if the person, the Bible happens to be Bisei-Bayon, and without, you know, airplane transportation, so even if you have to walk all the way, So from Spain. So he still had an opportunity to express his objection within 3 years. So why should 3 years be enough time for him to express his objection? And why do we require 3 years plus 30 days? Kim ich schon mit dem Schwein, ich habe allein sich das Kosten des Kaimisch nicht gehen, da bin ich gemacht, wie mir sich kein Geld in mir, weil ich was nach morgen machen mit Bruche, die kommen hat Gott in jeden Fall Hazoki, warum bin ich mal mit Topf mit dem Schiff mit dir, weil alter Hazoki, weil am bin noch mehr alter Hazoki. Er kommt zu der neue, what does it mean beim Schiff mit Bitino? Weil alter Hazoki. It means that the alter you can start counting the 3 years. So the more you should use the expression not layout of the Hazoki, but mayout of the Hazoki. Mayout of the Hazoki. Or he was a Shango, the least in the outer Hazoki. She produced an outer Nishlum of his Kamaka Scotse, but Pirush Achen Gamuin in the way. She marked sure at some show in South Commission, on what he named him, and my lahab Heskish Rosan, while he keeps his summer, Havale Lahas money, the Yochel Lemale, Piratiho, he made a yode, the Mechaimale Abonogore, shall in the old Beatsme, she also in South Commission. ויאמר פורה בזמני ולאחר זמני ומאילון לא ידונו וחזוק איזו אלו מבוא נשמח אבל סומח כמו על הקיסר ובעל הקיסר בוא ניסה לתמשון ועד הלוי כל ממנו. So here we find another basic מחלקת between the Muhammad's Ramban and the Balamaya. Another question in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says here, mit der Dame so ein Weil und eine Heil nicht sehen. So mach mit Kessel Achei, aber die Schau in Nossen auf Tikro, mit Gaudi noch auf der Sache. Wie Cheska Schau in Nossen, hat sie noch eine Reihe in Nossen. So, one would be tempted to assume like Baranoia and this question. Like Baranoia, I mean the Shikha of Ramdiene and Ramban is a big Kiddush. Pashtes Aloshin of the Mishnah tends to indicate that the Mishnah is saying that if Ruben built the castle in my room in Dalai Lama, he made the castle 8 times high. 8 times high. So he's not mechuyev to, so Shimon is not mechuyev to reimburse Ruben for the excess over and above the Dalai Lama. But if Shimon, after Ruben built the castle here, so Shimon built a castle here, was similar to that castle, then Shimon becomes mechuyev to reimburse. And somebody says, Afa Kishaloi Nosuwa Tzatikho, Migam Tzatikho. Even if Shimon did not as yet put a tikho over the two songs together, he just built another castle. But so he's already mechuyev to reimburse Ruvin, even though he still did not use the two ksoli to put the tikva on the two of them. So he's already mechuyev to reimburse. And then the Mishnah says, "Becheska shalinos lachiru rani shemasim." The pashtus halashon of the Mishnah tends to indicate that it's becheska shalinos al, even if nosal al nosatik. So it's becheska shalinos al. Rabbi Yehine, and that's the shite of the Rambam, is that where does the Mishnah say becheska shalinos al only if it's somach like Yisrael Achir, and it did not as yet, Shimon didn't as yet support Amrumis Kesar. He didn't put the tikkah as yet. But if he already used the two solid together to support the beams, so then the Mishnah doesn't say the Cheska Shalinosa. The Balaboya Shita is that when the Mishnah says the Cheska Shalinosa, Achil Roish and Ashrosa, so that relates even to the case of Nosam of Zatikah. Pashas Aloshan of the Mishnah tends to indicate that way. That's the Balaboya. In other words, even if it's not, it's always the Cheska Shalinosa. Even though Shimon already was saying the Chekes Lachir, and he already supported the Tikkah on the case Lachir and the case of Reuven built. So, and then Reuven demands of Shimon reimbursement, and Shimon says, "I already reimbursed you." So the Mishnah, according to Avoya, the Mishnah says, the Cheska Shalinosa. Why? Because Miyema v'mechayim v'rechavon. But according to Rabbi Yehine, when can we say Miyema v'mechayim v'rechavon? If he just built another wall, and that is an indication that he has the intention of supporting on the wall that Reuven built. Because why did Shimon build a wall just opposite Reuven's wall? Why did he build another wall? So that is indicative of the fact that he has the intention later on to put it equal. But to put it equal. So he's mechuyev to reimburse him. But until he puts the tikkah, so it's this aloha that he's shiur is mechuyev to reimburse him, is only known to London. But the average Jewish layman doesn't know of this aloha, that once Shimon puts up another wall, even though he did not support any logs of wood on that wall and Reuven's wall, so he's already mechuyev to reimburse. There's the aloha, but only if you know this aloha. Masha'im came in the case of when he was saying, so then it's well known to everybody. So then we cannot say, Miyema, the Mechayim Rabbanon. Right now. So he has the kashe. So he said, so how can we say that if he supported the Gemara says in respect to the mission? In the respect of the Mishnah, that when do we say that it's not the Cheska Shalinosa? Only if he had supported the logs of the kelis of the sukkah for more than 30 days. But if Shimon had supported the kelis of the sukkah for, let's say, for 29 days, so then we still say the Cheska Shalinosa. But in the case where he already supported, even if he supported just for 1 minute, so then we do not say that it's Becheska Shalinosa. Then we say it's already Becheska Shalinosa. So yes, that kasha gets the Baal Moyer. So what's the shit of Baal Moyer? That the aloha of Becheska Shalinosa applies even to the case of Nosan Olam Sadiq. And that's the shit of Baal Moyer. And we have to say that that's the shit of Hamletam too. So we have another machlekes between Hamletam, Baal Moyer on one end, and the Ramban on the other. As to whether the din of the Mishnah, the Cheska Shalinosa, does it apply only to the case of Sobach like Yisrael Achir, where he put up another wall with the intention of being saved, Bolisnech. But if he already was saying Manish, then is the Cheska Shalinosa, then is the Cheska Shalinosa, or even if it's Sobach like Satikho, so it's still the Cheska Shalinosa. Now, we found a deal. The man on the hill should be sure that some of the kids are in the sky in the cooling. But as the name, nosno zakeo haben la hasmane um hemot de khim de khium de khay va mit zol de meise kamel u vince mis im shul a gobe keis un peis de dine ve ei di yoche haben nimmer ase un shul de tautle a kot yevle ase goy ase mit kole a vish de gore mashe va habe hazok klau vo i ke a tdi ve agen שחס קסני זוקים ושיבודים מסקיים יש בפוחס משלשוני ויפושו שזו מסקיים יש משלש יהיה וכן פירשו רעזה ורבינו הגודל ושווי סוף דוד also holds that חסקס השמישים doesn't require time it doesn't require רושון וכן עדים נעשה שחזוק הזו היא נצריך עובר רבי אלו לראי ימישי סק so it's called חסקס אבונס חסקס אבונס in other words when we say it doesn't require time it means it doesn't have to be coupled with the taine and the part of the mazik that the bailing conveyed him a vested right. But he does have to say the bailing, he has to prove that the bailing was tolerant towards his cheskes hashlishi. That he has to prove. The alaleh b'sheis, v'chein mucham b'kur kad rav yisek. That's the gemara that forgive him. שהם לא יותר יגמור לו, מחיר הם לא יקום, אלא שפיים עצמי לא יהיה מלא, כי בשאול ניסו, וישו צעק, מוחלת להם, בנזק זה, ומכם אין לחוס ולכל לסעוקי, ואומר רבי יצא שאולי מוחלו, ובשבס וכיקות חלו בזקיסה, וישמן מנו, שחזוק יסו מסקיים אצלהם, ולא איתם, לפי שאינו בגוף כערכה, אלא בנזוקי, שהוא מנהלו לו יהיה נכנוס מויסך שלהם, אלא יש למצילון של היום, they didn't trespass on the karke of Rav Yezer, they just set the woman in the makizi down, just set in the karke that the joining that column of Rav Yezer, but that attracted the ravens, the enemy, to drink the blood of the woman. So the melee, and the Gemara said that he acquired the chazoki, v'chim she'in yitzricho taino, sholim sholim nami yitzricho. So you see that the Muhammad is was an equation between Taine and Dimoshon. That's interesting. We see that the Arishemi who distinguish between the two. Let's say the Rivom. So the Rivom holds, Dimoshon it requires, Taine doesn't require. Taine doesn't require. Rashi, Dabo, so he says, Taine does require, Dimoshon it doesn't require. But the Ramban draws an equation between the Kimur Shoni and Taine. We have to understand what's the Shaykhah. It's two separate questions. The Chiyu She Yitzricho Taine, Shon Shon and Namen Yitzricho. The Lekle Meim Abo, Klatsh Nid Yizgar Nid Yishtor. We say, Piri Shnochim Mishikezu. Right. I mean, that's, so we have four Shikas in regard to Cheskes Hashmish. We have four Shikas in regard to Cheskes Hashmish. Now, we have to understand the four Shikas. But in order to understand the four shittes, we have to know three separate shittes in regard to Cheskat Kimushon and Bikarki. Now that's a deep portion. That Cheskat, that Karki, we saw that Kakoyis require Cheskat Kimushon and require Steine. As to whether Cheskat Kimushon requires Steine, there is a machlokes b'sheis that we mentioned at the very beginning in connection with the cases of Nefichot. So there is a machlokes b'sheis. Some b'sheis say, that just as Cheskas Kakoyis requires Taine, together with Kimushonim, adverse possession, but suppose Rubin was the Morikant, and then Shimon had adverse possession in Rubin Sode for 3 years. Then after 3 years, Rubin comes and says, it's my Sode, I'm the Morikant, and Shimon says, you sold it to me. Where is the Shah? I lost it already, I can't keep it forever. So then, Shimon prevails. He has time. But suppose Shimon is not paying you something. But Shimon says, well, I occupied your sode 4 years ago and you But suppose, let's say Reuben had this desk in Israel. One day, Reuben visits Shimon, he finds the desk in Shimon's apartment. So Reuben says, this belongs to me. So Shimon, and suppose, let's say Shimon is not in the house. Shimon's children are in the house. And Shimon is in the Dinas Hayah. And Reuben comes to Bezdin and says, I just visited Shimon's house. He's overseas. And the children are there. And I found my desk. So the question is, there is no time because the children of Shimon don't know a thing. Whether he took it away from Reuben or Reuben sold it to him. So there is a machlokes b'shem. Some b'shem say that by mitalteling, so three things Shimon has to be said, it's in his apartment now, without timing to establish as a riot that it's his. Even though Reuben has been the Morikame for 20 years over this place. But the fact that Shimon has to be said even without timing, so establishes a riot that it's his. And some of the Shem say no, even by mitalteling, where there is to be said, it requires that. Alright, that's another question. Now, but in regard to Cheskes Kakois and Kibbutz Shonim, so there are three separate sheets. The sheet of Rashi is in the Yudzayin Iksuves, the Yudzayin of Beis Iksuves, that by Kakois and Raise, one could not acquire Chazoke even if he has a first possession for 30 years. Because Chazoke is only Shayach when you have it fishing. By Mitalteling, so there is a possibility of Tvise. Yeah, I hold the same. So I'm Topus, I have the desk in my apartment. So I'm a Topus. So then it's Chaya Chazoki. So the main way, Chazoki, Komashiyalonim Shishalei, so even without that, one can have a Chazoki. Mashiyipi Mekakoi is not Chaya to say Tvise. One cannot keep the Sodeh in his pocket or in his apartment. So the main way, with the Raise, one could not acquire Chazoki even if he has 3 years. And even 30 years. So it all goes back to the Morikam. So the only way with Raisa that the Marzik could prevail over the Morikam would be if he's able to produce a Shtar. But if the Marzik, who has had adverse possession for many, many years in Rubin Sadeh, is not able to produce a Shtar, then the Morikam is to prevail. But Chomim or Misake, on account of the fact that Yisrael and Gimul Shonim were in Israel, and it's Bishnore, so the Chachomim were Misake, that Gimul Shonim should be a Chazok. But with the Sorash Shikei, in Shulet Bach Yisrael, that the Rai said, in Karkoi, she cannot have Chazok here. She cannot have Chazok. Even 30 years, she cannot have Chazok. Yeah. And the only thing that will make him prevail over the Borei Kamei is if he has Ishtar. But with Rabban, it's a special part. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of the Rashbo in Bobasra, the beginning of Cheskes Abatim, is that Gimul Shonim is a Chazoke. Midrash. But Kakoyim are distinguished from Mitalteling. In Mitalteling, there is a Mitzias of Tvise, of Tophus. So the fact that I am Tophus in certain Haifens, even though somebody else had been the Morikame for 30 years, but the fact that I have Tvise now for one day, it doesn't even have to be one day. So, for a short act, that I have Tvise in it for a short time is a riot that it's mine. Because otherwise, how would it come into my possession? How could this Sefer come into my possession? So that's a riot. Masha'im kim b'kakoi is where there is no Tvise. So then, the fact that so if Reuben is a Morikame, so we cannot say, just because Shimon happens to occupy that soil. So it's a riot, because many people are likely to trespass on somebody else's soil. It's very easy to occupy somebody else's soil. It's relatively difficult to get possession of without it. Because how does it come to my possession? I have to grab it from it. But Kakoyes, it's relatively easy to take possession. He just, the gates of the Sodeh were not locked, so he just went in and he made the fence, and he closed it, and he took possession, that's all. So the Megle, by Rakois, when there is no possibility of Tvise, so the fact that I am on the Karke for one day doesn't establish a Raya it's mine. But what establishes a Raya that it is mine? The fact that I occupy the Karke, the house, the Sode, for 3 years with the knowledge of the Morikame, and the Morikame didn't make any protest. That establishes Raya. That's the Shite of Rajma. At the beginning of Chesabat. Now, the Shita of the Rambam at the beginning of Chesabat means that actually, that so Cheskas Yemecho in Kakois should be, should establish the same kind of Raya as Tfise did. Well, how does Tfise establish Raya? Because how did it come into my possession? So, the fact that I happen to occupy the Soviet, or I happen to occupy a certain apartment, even for one day, also should establish a Raya, that it's mine. Even though the Morikame was the occupant of that apartment for 30 years. But right now I am the occupant. That should establish a Raya, it's mine. Otherwise, how did I become the occupant of that apartment? But the derech of people is that when a person buys a house, or even if he rents a house, so he executes a deed, a shtar. People don't buy houses or rent houses without a deed, without a lease. So the question is, if there is a machlekes between the Morikam and the Marzik, as to whether the Marzik took possession derech zeh, or the Marzik took possession derech mechira, or derech schira is, so if there is such a disagreement, and the Marzik says, I took possession only in the Chira. And the Morikame says, no, you took possession as a trespasser. You served possession of the bias of the Sode. So if it is less than 3 years, there is always a reyese in the time of the Marzik. Because the derech of people is to get ishtar. If somebody buys a Sode, so the average reasonable person, so make sure to get a deed. How is it that the Marzik is not able to produce a shtar? So what does the Marzik say? I lost it. Well, that's not usual. A practical person, a prudent person, doesn't lose the shtar that is of basic value to him. So in many ways, the reason is why, by Kakoins, there is no Chazoke established with less than 3 years is because there should be a Chazoke established with one day. But by Kakoyes, there is always, until 3 years expire, there is always a race in the time of the Mars. How is it he cannot produce the Shtar? But Yesam Yimu Shonu when he's dying, so then it's not a race anymore. For 3 years, the fact that he's unable to produce his shtar is a reyese. But after 3 years, the fact that he cannot produce his shtar is no reyese. If it's no reyese, so mele, he acquires chazoki with one day. That's the shit of the Rambam. In other words, if the practice of people had been that whenever one person buys a check from another person, he takes his shtar, so then, the same aloha of Yim Shonim would apply to the Talmud. But the practice of people is that when a person buys a chattel, he buys a piece of furniture, he doesn't write the shtar. When do people write the shtar? When they sell kakoyes. But when they sell the Talmud, they don't write the shtar. So in case of the Talmud, there is no reyes. In case of kakoyes, until 3 years, there is a reyes. But essentially, even Cheskas Yemechot should establish a Raya, a Chazoke. If there wouldn't be a Reyese, connected the time of the month. So we have three different cheats. Now, there is the Chidush HaRashbam, Shim Kovetzes also mentions it, that confess. The Chidush HaRashbam, the last day, and Shim Kovetzes mentions it, that confess. that for base on the base, and the Gemara, the Gemara that of test, or Mato Kol Chazok Shin Tain Tel Chazok. I can't go over the whole dashboard because it's Nidhi Adoyan. But the part in connection with Cheskes Avonis. So he says, Shani Eimea, Kivu Sheshosa Kulahai, Achule Achel Babay, Uchinien Shompo Hagenu, Visavonis, Behold Dobo Shin in Chaskri Karate, the Taina Savonis Mahanile, Umidin Chile. Alme, mit ihr Stikose, in Gambin und Chlose, והאבי מחילה. So, חנמי, נעימי דשתיקוסי היי במחילה ניתנקי בשוסד היי, ויש להימה בקרקע יוניקת במחילה, אלו במחילה ומסיני, ולראות את שתיקה ממחילה מפורשת. ולאומה ליסוד את מחולו לא, לאומה כלום. כל שני מחילה מתייך שתיקי, אבל שדודים שיש להם חזוקה, בתיין הסבונס, כדעס הגיין מזר, ניקת להם במחילה. שיהיו היצי זיז, על חוץ חברי, ונאמר שלא עצקי בו בקסלי, יוכל רובים חברי, עד שלא ניסל כמשום. Now, the Rajbo raises a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, in regard to Cheskes Limushalim, that even if he has Cheskes Limushalim, but without time, he ain't in Chazoki. So he has the Kashi. The Gemara say, that if somebody has Chazoki, Cheskes Avon is, let's say, to be Mishtamish, to put his beams on the case of Havere, so even if he's not getting you, sold it to me, they try to put my beams on your case, so he establishes a chazok. Why? Because the fact that the Bala case was so tolerant and so nice, and he saw that for some time, Shimon, Ruben is a Bala case, and Shimon is the one who supported his beams on Ruben's case. So the fact that Ruben was so tolerant toward Shimon, when Shimon was mishtamish in Ruben's kesel, indicates that Ruben was meichel. So even if Shimon is not saying, you explicitly gave the investment right, but Shimon is just saying, you kept quiet all the time, you never said one word. Every day you saw how I support my beams and your kesel, and you never said one word of objection. So, why shouldn't we say the same thing should be true, that if Shimon had adverse possession in Rubin's son for 3 years, but Shimon doesn't claim that Rubin sold him. But Shimon says, Rubin saw that I occupied his son for 3 years, his vice for 3 years, and he kept quiet every time he passed by his own house, and he saw me occupying the house, he never said one word. So what did he chose? He chose that he was made for me, the house. Otherwise, if he wasn't made for me, he would have expressed his dismay over my behavior. So why shouldn't it be a chazok? Just why do we say that in connection with Savonis, Tashmishi? So even if he's not there, then the violin gave him the best advice. So he still acquires chazoke because he proves that the Bible was tolerant towards his tashmishi. So why shouldn't proof of the tolerance of the Borekane be enough to give chazoke to the Marzik? That's his question. So he says the reason is why Taine of Sablones by Tarke is not sufficient, because Sablones can only constitute a proof that the person is not married. The fact that the Bible is silent, doesn't say a word, shows he doesn't care. He's male. But by Kakoris, even if he'll say the finish, suppose the Bible will explicitly say to Shimon, I am male to you. I let you stay in the house. I'm a good natured person. I may, you can stay in my house. But if he doesn't spell out, I imagine it in the Sunday. So Shimon cannot acquire title in the Sunday. Mechile is only effective in Shibuni, but Mechile is not effective on the end. Let's say, if Ruben owns this desk, and if Ruben will say to Shimon, I may hope to use this desk, And then Shimon will make a kinyan. Shimon will not acquire right from the desk. There must be a knoy, not mechile. So he says, the yesh lima, the karakem in nikne bin mechile, el mechile in sine, the leyodi, shtike bin mechile miforeshes. Shilom al yisod bin mechile loch lo maklum, kol shki mechile mitir shtike. So, since a mechile miforeshes, a mechile that is spelled out by the Morikani, would not be effective to give title to Shimon. So that's kamo vechamo, silence cannot be effective. Mashenim kim min gire sabones. So they are in the gatu shashmishim, so mechile is in all. So it doesn't make any difference whether the mechile is explicitly spelled out or the mechile can be deduced from the silence. Aval shibudi, sheyin shlem chazoki. Bitay mesavones kidas agim zal nikneim mechile. Kilo heitzizim. Al chotzach habeilei, v'iname shenu atzkeva b'keitzuei, yochadu limchalei, shol nisalti mishon. שאין זה כניסים קרקע, אלו כמי חלל השבודים. אלו כמי חלל השבודים. So now we can understand the various shittas in regard to חסמס השלישי. First of all, we see that in regard to קרקועס, so even if the מורקאמר will say, סודי מחול הלוך, סודי מרזי קובעתי כבר יתאי, there has to be an explicit אקנוי. There is explicit אקנוי. So that's the reason as why Cheskas Gimel Shonim requires time. And if the Marzik in the Sode of the Bais says, never did the Morikame explicitly sell me the transfer to me, the Sode. But for 3 years he saw day after day how I occupy his house, his Sode, and he was always silent. He never made a protest to me. He never expressed his objection. So maybe it's still not a chazok. Why? Because you admit it. We can admit, we can grant that silence, that from silence one can deduce a certain attitude of the person. Michele. But Michele is not effective with Gabi Ben. So maybe how could he acquire a title just because the Morikame was happy? But the question is, in regard to Tashmishim, so then Mechile is enough. So the Rashbo says that the reason is why the Gainim say that Cheskas Avones is enough without Taime, because if the Marzik in the Tashmishim produces Eidim who testify, he produces evidence that he was Mishtamish in the case of the Bailey, for a certain time, and the Bailim was sedele, the Bailim was silent, so maybe from this silence we can deduce a certain attitude of the Bailim. That he's not makpid. What does it mean he's not makpid? He's meichel. So maybe on shibudim, so mechil is not. So that in itself is a mechil. Because one could argue, in order to get a right of ischus tashmishim, that also must be given by way of aknoi. As a matter of fact, so we see from the Rashbo that one can acquire a schus tashmishim in the other one's property without aknoi. So let's say, so in other words, according to the Rashbo, one could acquire schus tashmishim in two ways. First of all, he could acquire a schus tashmishim by the binding, transferring to him the key and payers, now a tenant. A tenant has schus tashmishim in the house. He doesn't have a key and agur, but he has a key and payers. So how does a tenant acquire his schus tashmishim? Because a tenant is a binding man department. He doesn't enjoy a key and agur. He cannot break it. He cannot destroy it. If he had a key and agur, he could do whatever he wants. But he only has a key and payers. So that means a tenant owns the house, Lidia. So that's Dira Mamish, in order to own the house, Lidia. So that's Dekele Gereso. So that requires a kinyan, Kesef, Shtar, Chazoke. It cannot be affected by Mir Mechil. But then, according to the Rashbo, so one can acquire a right of Tashmishi without Aknoi. Without getting title, a Yidin and Peres in the Bais. Just by virtue of Michal. But there is a big difference. Let's say, I mentioned the Machlekes in Bomitzia between Ramban and the Hof. Suppose Reuven rents out his house to Shimon for 5 years. For 5 years, let's say $1,000 rent each year. But he rented out the house to Shimon for 5 years, $5,000. And then he lived 1 year in the house, and after the year, so without the fault of anybody, the house collapsed. The house collapsed. So, and then Reuven demands of Shimon $5,000 rent. And Shimon says, I only lived 1 year, why should I give you $5,000? I'll give you only $1,000. So there is a machleket between the Ramban and the Rav in Bomitzia, whether Reuven is able to collect $5,000 from Shimon. The Rav says yes, and the Ramban says no. So we say that the machleket between the Ramban and the Rav is on the question as to whether he pays, the tenant pays for the anoye. We see that if somebody is not the chosachaber shalomidaite, so if there is ashtarused ashaisel, if there is any chisom, so it's not zenen is a choser, so it's zenen is a choser, he has to pay the full rent over there. So why does he have to pay for the anoye, for the tashmishi? Not by way of purchase price, but we could say that when a tenant rents out an apartment, so in effect, the rent is purchase price for the house. Because when he rents a house, he becomes a buyer. He acquires a key and payless. So the rent could be understood as the purchase price for the key and payless. For the key and payless, if somebody, if Reuven were to sell his house to Shimon, and then the house would collapse. So could Shimon say to Reuven, well, I don't have to pay you the money because the house collapsed? No, it's a purchase price. So Mele, the shita of the Roy is that the rent is really the purchase price of the kinyan, for the kinyan, 1 second, for the kinyan of the house. But there's the shita of the Roy, and the shita of the Ramban is, that the rent is for the tashmishi, just as in the case of the Bechotzachabir Shalim Daiki. He pays for the tashmishi. So in the case when somebody rents out the house from the other, he also pays for the tashmishi. So if he lived in the house only 1 year and he cannot live in the house after that year because the house collapsed, he doesn't have to pay for the other 4 years. Whereas the shita of the Ramban is, or the shita of the Roy is, that he pays, that the rent is by way of a purchase price. By way of a purchase price. Now, the Nafkimine, one can acquire schus tashmishi in somebody's keser in two ways. Either if the Baal keser sells him the right, or he gives it to him the matone, let's say, and he executes a shtar, or he gives it pute, he gives the Baal keser a pute, and because of that, he gives him the right. The Baal keser gives Shimon the right to support his bims on Reuven's keser, so then he's like a tenant. So then, he is a buyer, he acquires a king and payers. Or, according to Rashbo, Shimon can acquire his schus of tashmishi in Reuven's keser through mechile. But there is one big nafkamina. If Reuven will execute a shtar, or Shimon will give kesef to Reuven, and because of that kesef, and or through that shtar, Reuven gives a key, is conveys to Shimon, the king and payers in the keser, that the keser should be called to Shimon to support his bids on that keser. Then Shimon is a buyer. Shimon is a buyer like a tenant. The Gemara in Asher says that the tenant can gain a mitzia that falls into the chotzer, in which he is a tenant because of king chotzer. But that is only shayach if Shimon acquires a king and payers in the keser. But if Shimon will just get his schus tashmishi, so then he wouldn't be gaining the tzia that will fall on that keser. So in other words, Shimon can acquire his schus tashmishi in two ways. Either by Reuven giving him an explicit right, a king and payless in the Kesel, or by Reuven being meichel to Shimon, tashmishi, schus tashmishi. So what's an achimine? Let's say, suppose Reuven executes a shtar to Shimon and divides in the shtar, keitzlik nuyelucho, rinshtamish, rinshtamish, and then, so he has a right to support his beans on Reuven's Kesel. Then, Reuven, the next day, Reuven decides to also support his beans on the Kesel. So then, Shimon will be able to stop Reuven from supporting his beans on the Kesel. Because vis-a-vis the instances of the Kesel, the smichas of the Kesel, so there, who is the owner? Shimon is the owner, Reuven is not the owner. So if Reuven will also support his beans, so Reuven will be a gazlan. And Shimon's woman, just if the landlord rents out an apartment to the tenant, and then the landlord to move in, he also wants to live in the same apartment. So the tenant can oust the landlord. Because if the landlord rented an apartment to the tenant, so then the tenant is the buyer. The reason is why the tenant is allowed to be mishtamish and to live there is because in respect to Dira, it's his house. And if Reuven will occupy the house and start living there, he'll be a gazlan. And Shimon can house him. So if Reuven will give his chus tashmishi to Shimon, all the day, all the shtar, all the keser, then Reuven will not be able to be mishtamish in that case. But if Reuven will just be meichel to Shimon, so then Shimon cannot say to Reuven, oh, you have no right to put your beans on my kesel because it's not Shimon's kesel. Reuven was just made of the Shimon. So that's the argument. So the shite of the Rashbo, the gaming is, the shite of the Rashbo and the gaming is, that as far as chus tashmishi is concerned, so that can be acquired in two ways. Either by Aknoyik Mure, and Aknoyik Mure cannot be established al the shtike, because shtike could not be more than silence than mechila. Or it could be cheskes tashmishim could be affected through mechila. So maybe the game say that cheskes tashmishim in kakoyis, so can be acquired b'yim lechot, le'alter, and without time. Why? Because, first of all, the Gaelim agree with the Shite. Why do the Gaelim say that we don't require Gimel Shonim in Cheskes Tashmishim? Because they agree with the Shite of the Rambam in Bor Basra and Cheskes Abad, that actually, so Cheskes Yimechot should be Chazoke even by Kakoyitz. And the only reason is why by Kakoyitz or Cheskes Yimechot is not a sufficient Chazoke, because until 3 years expire, there is always a reyese of Achon Shtor. So that is only Shayer by Kakoyitz Mamish. But by Tashmishin Kakoyitz, it's not the derech of Neodom. Whenever they give a right of Tashmishin to another person to execute the Shtar. So the Mele, vis-a-vis Tashmishin in Kakoyitz, there is no reyese of Achon Shtorcho. So, and the Gaelim agree with the Shita of the Rambam that if not for the reyese of Achon Shtorcho, so Kakoyitz would also have a Chazoke, Yemechot, just as Mitalto. But by Kakoyitz, there is always a reyese. That's only Shayer, if the Marzik wants to acquire the karke, but if the Marzik only wants to acquire chus tashmishi, there is no minhag to execute shtores when the person gives a chus tashmishi to another person. So there is no reyeseh. So that's why the Gaelim say that it doesn't require Gimel Shonim. And why do the Gaelim say that it doesn't require taine? Because the Gaelim shite is, as the Rashbo says, that choftes and robasre, that chus tashmishi can be acquired without akhmei. Just by mechila. So the melee, silence itself, savones, is a raya, that the person is not back, that he's mechel. But with Gabi Kakoyitz, even explicit mechila will not be. So This explains the shite of the game. Now, the shite of Rabbi Tam and Tesis the Chavdimu, not the Ribon, but Tesis itself, the Chavdimu, that Cheskes Tashmishin requires both Taine, and it requires Gimushon. Tiny and Gimushon. So they hold like the Shite that Cheskas Gimushon in Karake is a Chazok in Raisi. But Gimushon is required. In other words, Cheskas Gimushon is only a Raya by Mutalpur, where Tvisi is possible. But when you don't have the Yechitimtz of Tvisi, so Cheskas Gimushon is no Raya. But if you have uncontested possession for 3 years, that's a riot. Because a person would not be so tolerant for 3 years. So that's a riot with rising. Some mele, that's a shite. So some mele, they say, so that's why I have the time. And he says that what he says, the Cheskes Tashmishin requires both Gimushonim, without Gimushonim not. Why couldn't a Cheskas Yilechot be a Raya? Because only by Metalkalim where there is Tvise, so Cheskas Yilechot is a Raya. But where there is no Tvise, so Cheskas Yilechot is no Raya. But only Gimu Shonim, uncontested Chazoki, of possession, or uncontested possession, for 3 years. So Memele, without Taine, so you couldn't have a chazoke, because even if there is mechir, you see, even if there is mechir. So Rabbi Tam could hold that in order to get zchus tashmishin, so you have to be makne, a ki and aguf. You have to be makne, a ki and aguf, a ki and parents in the case. But you cannot give someone zchus tashmish in once property by virtue of it. That could be the shita of Rabbi Tam. And the shita of Rabbi Tam could be that he could agree with the Rashbo that zchus tashmishin could be granted by virtue of mechila. But whereas the game say that mechila can be deduced from your silence, so the shita of Rabbi Tam could be, no, silence doesn't prove anything. Because sometimes a person is silent because he doesn't have the guts to make an issue. There are certain people who are very shy and they don't like, you know, to make an issue, to make a scandal. So the mele, the Rashba, so the Rabbi Tam Shite could be explained in two ways. Either the Rabbi Tam holds that Zchus Tashmish in one's money could only be acquired by executing a key and payments in the property. So the mele silence could not be better than explicit mechile. So that's why it requires silence. Or that the shita of Rabbi Tam is, maybe Rabbi Tam agrees with the game, that zchus tashmish could be given by virtue of mechile. But the game holds that silence establishes mechile. The tolerance itself, sabonis, silence, and the part of the bialim establishes, proves that the person in the bialim in his heart is meichel. So Rabbi Tam holds, maybe he's not meichel. How do we know that he's meichel? Why didn't he protest? He's the type of person. So it's one of two ways. That's the shite. Now the shite. Oh, I don't want to discuss the other shite. For today, but for next time, so you should be ready on the whole Gemara after the Mishnah of Kintin and say, Mishnah of Kishah and Dosh.
November 29th, 1979, on Thursday.
Now, there are four sheetahs in Cheskes Tashmishi. So, one sheetah is the sheetah of Rashi here, the Tesis in Rashi, but that's the sheetah of Rashi. And the other Rishayim who agree with that sheetah. And that is that Cheskes Tashmishi requires time, but doesn't require Gimul Shalom. Then there is the Shite of the Rivon, Dach of Gimul, which is just the reverse of Rashi. So the Shite of the Rivon means that Cheskes Tashmishi requires Gimul Shalom, but doesn't require time. And then the Shite of Teisle is Dach of Gimul, that requires both. And then the Shittas Agedim, the Rambam, Cheskes Avonis requires neither. So there are four Shittas. Now, then, in order to explain the four Shittas, we have to keep in mind three Shittas in Cheskes Kakoyes. Cheskes Kakoyes certainly requires Gimul Shonim and requires time. I mean, that there's no Shaila about that. But there are three Shittas. One Shittah is the Shittah of the Rambam, that actually So Cheskes Yemechot should be enough by Kakoyis, just as Cheskes Yemechot is enough by Mitalteli. We do not say Mitalteli because there is Tvises on Mele, Ilaluter Mitzerayim, the fact that he has possession. But Kakoyis, the possession consists in standing on the Kake, not in holding it. So Mele, without 3 years, there is no raya. No, the Ramban Shittah is not like that. The Ramban Shittah is that actually there should be a raya b'cheskas yemechot also. But, by Kakoyis, the meaning is when one transfers karka to another, he executes his shtar, and the derech of people is to keep the shtar. So, if the marzik has a shtar, so then there is no problem. So the marzik doesn't have the shtar. What does he say? He lost the shtar. Oh, there was no shtar. Well, that's unusual. So that's a reis. So because of that reis, so we say that the marzik, there is something the matter with the marzik's chazok. But if there wouldn't be any, so but after 3 years, it's not a reis. Because after 3 years, the average person is not so here to keep his shtar. So the melee it's a raya. But actually, the raya should be constituted with Cheskes Yemechot also. But only because of the reyes of Achmeshon. That's the Rabbah. Then there is the Shittas of Hashemim. Then is the Shittas of Hashemim of the Rashbo, the Rashbam. There is the Shittas of Hashemim that there is a difference between Cheskes Kakoyis and Cheskes. And Cheskes Mitalkin. By Mitalkin, there is Tvise. So since there is Tvise, some Mimele, Cheskes Yemechot is not. Mashenki Kakoyis, there is no Tvise. So the fact that he has Yemechot Chazoke is no lie that it's his, that he bought it. Because maybe he didn't buy it, but he just entered somebody else's house. So, but the raya is constituted with the raise by virtue of the fact that the marzik had 3 years uncontested adverse possession. Because the borikame wouldn't tolerate such a thing. I mean, that somebody else should, if there wouldn't have been, if there hadn't been a transfer, a sale, so then he wouldn't tolerate to keep quiet and not to protest against the adverse possession of somebody else for 3 years. But only if for 3 years the marzik kept possession. But if he had for less than 3 years, then there is no one. And then there is the shite of Rashi Tafutzai and Xuvez. That Rashi says that Midraise, by Kakoyes, there is no Kakoyes. There is no Chazon. Why? Because there is no Tvisi. But, so, the Morikame Midraise should always prevail. As long as he is a Morikami, can establish that he is a Morikami, then he always should prevail in Raisa. But it's a Kodesh Chachomim, Il Cortese di Funzioni, voi sloi e rinni spistoi, se la cacchone non sa. So we have to keep in mind these three explanations of Cheskas di Funzioni by Kav. Now, here, the Shittes Agini, the Shittes of Rambam and Rambam, can be explained, and as the Rajbo himself, explains it, that of Tessish Nukvetzes, the Shittes Agini. So, he says, by Sablonis, we do not require, so the Rashi is explaining, the Shittes Agim says, the Sablonis, we do not require Tanya, we do not require Dimushonim, for the same reason. Why? Because Sablonis can be acquired, I mean, Cheskes Tashmishim can be acquired by mere acquiescence, by mere talents. In order to acquire Karke, so there must be an explicit transfer, an explicit sale. Explicit say, so the male without time. So without time, so how can he acquire chazok? So there, first of all, there has to be time, and then there has to be gibushon. There has to be gibushon, and then masheike. Masheike by Sablonis, so we, by Tashmishin, we don't require any explicit transfer. Because a right of Tashmishin can be acquired by mere Mechile. So it's not necessary, and the Mechile can manifest itself in explicit Mechile or in silent Mechile. If a person acquiesces, even for one day, it's an idea that he's Meichel. Because if he wouldn't be Meichel, he wouldn't acquiesce if he wouldn't be Meichel. So the Meile, Cheskes Avonis is acquired with Yemechot and without Gimushon. So apparently the Shkes Agenim is like the Rambam. That the reason is why. Karke requires Gimushonim because without Gimushonim there is always the Reyeseh of Achmishtov. So when is there such a Reyeseh? By Cheskas Kakoyes? Because that's the universal practice. When you sell a piece of land, real estate, so you execute Ishtar. If the Marzi cannot show Ishtar, so it's a raya. It's a raya that there is something wrong with his chazor. Basheike Tashmishinikarki, it's not a derech to execute Ishtar whenever you give a right of Tashmishin in your card. So the male Cheskasi Mechot is enough. And the time we don't require either, as the Rashba explains it. Because the only reason is why, like a koyes, you require time in addition to Gimushoni. Because without time, so even, say, without time, the fact that the person, the Morikameh,